You know, I'm a little bit tired of all the bloggers out there and so-called technical experts bashing AT&T every chance they get. AT&T is the exclusive iPhone provider in these United States of America, and as such, a lot of people that have iPhones, of course, use a lot of data. And quite frankly, I use an iPhone almost every day, and it works great for me, and it works great down in Florida. It works great here in Frederick County, Maryland, USA, and several places in between. I didn't have any problem at all. As a matter of fact, I got coverage when Verizon folks had no coverage at all, and I'm sure that happens the other way around. But the bottom line is AT&T and Verizon and Sprint, they're all struggling to upgrade their networks to handle more data. This data over cellular is a rapidly growing segment, and I just hope that they can get enough fiber going to their towers and that they can get enough bandwidth to be able to handle the eventual load. And I hope they can give us the upload and download speeds that we want and need to stream high-definition video eventually. And we've got to all work together. We've got to support these folks. We can't complain every time we get a bill and have to pay it. I mean, you pay for services. It's as simple as that. And if we want great service, we're going to have to pay for it. I've used cellular phones since 1980. When they first had the test here in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, they had 150 phones on the system. They had three cells in D.C., one cell in between in Columbia, and three around Baltimore. So they had seven cells and 150 phones. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And, it worked. It worked then. It's slowly gotten better. But the bottom line is this technology is always evolving. We're always asking it to do more things. And we've got to support these companies and play ball with them sometimes. We can't always just bitch and complain. Now, some bitching and complaining is good. It forces them to act. But to think that if Verizon had the iPhone, things would be a lot better, I'm not buying into that. I think what's happened here is a whole lot of these phones have sold. People use them for more than just a telephone. I'm doing this audio boo on it right now, and I'm going to upload this over the network, over the 3G network, so that's going to use bandwidth. So the bottom line is people use these things, and we've got to all support these companies and hope that they can build in the bandwidth necessary so that we can keep doing the things we love to do and so that we can do even more. And I just hope they can get their act together, all the major networks, and build in the bandwidth that we need to really have the data over wireless that we want. And I'd like it to be unlimited. I don't want it to be capped at 5 gigabytes like these new Wi-Fi cards that everybody's raving about on Verizon and Sprint. I mean, you know, those things are capped at 5 gigs. You go over that, you're going to pay a lot of money. So I'd love to see them be able to build in enough bandwidth so bandwidth is no longer an issue. So we'll see moving forward what happens, but I'm sticking with AT&T. I'm pleased with the service. My billing has always been consistent. People complain about the billing. It's always been consistent. I haven't had any problems with that. I haven't had any problems with performance. As far as battery life on the iPhone, that's been fine. I charge it in the car when I can. But, you know, all these complaints, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I think we need to hear the other side of the coin, and we need to appreciate what these really computers, handheld computers, will do. It's just absolutely mind-boggling to me what they will do. So as a user since day one, I'm impressed, and I'm going to stay with AT&T and just hope that they can handle the increasing needs of more and more iPhones on the system. And this is Craig Shipp. You can learn more about me at twitter.com/CraigShipp with two P's or CraigShipp.com. Thanks for listening.